Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number two. I'm Jim Galante along with T. Frank Carr. Quarter number one, T. Frank, we were talking about the near future, meaning the bowl game coming up January 1st. This quarter, we're shifting gears quite a bit. We're going to start talking about the savior of the Penn State football program, the guy who's going to come in here and win three Heismans. That, of course, is Drew Aller.
Great tone to start with. Glad we're starting on a reasonable platform, which is what I was expecting, so that's good.
If nothing else, I am reasonable with my expectation of incoming players, T. Frank.
Yeah.
Some say four Heismans. I'm more conservative. I say three because he's only going to be here for 3 years, then go on to an NFL career with about eight Super Bowls. Besides being able to leap tall buildings, let's ratchet it down. Drew Aller, highly regarded quarterback out of Ohio. Some services have him ranked as the number one quarterback, high school quarterback in the country, which is really exciting for Penn State football fans. The reality is, though, he's a high school kid right now. Next year, he will be just a freshman. Let's talk about his high school tapes, which I know you've been watching. Let's talk about what kind of quarterback he is currently. What I know is he's a big kid with a big arm. Tell us more about him.
So I want to start somewhere else, but when you say he's a big kid with a big arm, that's both true and not true at the same time. The arm strength is a bit overstated in the public perception. Good arm. So I'm not telling you that he's weak-armed in any way, but it's not like he's throwing. The comparisons to Josh Allen are where I think we get a little crazy with the arm strength of he's not throwing off his back foot lasers down the field 70 yards. Like he's got a good arm, but it's not anything that you look and you go, that is something I've never seen before. And you know, when he has good technique and he has steps into his throws, he can absolutely throw lasers all over the field. But you know, I think you gotta put everything into context. And some of my film review, when he's throwing the ball down the field and he is trying to hit something 40 yards down the field and he's not stepping into his throws, they tend to be underthrown, which, shocker, is what happens when you do that. For almost every quarterback, if you don't step into your throw, it's usually underthrown from what you're intending. So, good arm, big kid, but I would say that the arm strength, if you've heard it's the best arm you've ever seen, it's not that, but it's very good. So I know that that's context maybe nobody cares about, but to me that's important.
Well, I think what happens, and we see this a lot, is if a quarterback looks like another quarterback, you jump to those conclusions because he's a big kid, number one rated quarterback. You think, well, he must have a monster arm because he's that size. Let's talk, though, about some of the other things with him. And there's obviously a whole lot more to being a quarterback than just having a big arm. And I recall we've been talking about Drew Aller for quite a while, you and I, and on the show with other folks. And I believe when you and I first spoke about him, you had there was some cautionary take on it, a couple things he needed to work on. What were those things? And it sounds like you're thinking he has been working on those and has gotten better in the last year.
Yeah, so my evaluation starts when he got his Penn State offer in 2020, I want to say. So his junior film, he kind of blew up on the scene. And that is where I guess I started with my perception of his accuracy, which is the thing he had to work on the most. And quarterback fundamentals, we've talked about on the show before, of simply replicating your throwing motion every single play. He struggled with that as a junior. And some guys never develop from that point. So you can be big, you can be strong, you can have a great arm. You can have all of those things, but if you can't consistently replicate your throwing motion, and you know, for the guys that want to do it kind of in a new agey advanced way of off platform is the new on platform, where you're not consistently striding into your throws, some guys can do that. And I know that we have the Patrick Mahomes of the world, and not to bring up Josh Allen, but Josh Allen and Aaron Rodgers, and I'm talking about genetic freaks that are in the 0.00001% of humanity, and then accentuate that with intentionally breaking the rules that they've already learned. We don't do that with high school quarterbacks. We're going to judge them based on how you're supposed to throw the football traditionally. And Drew Aller was a little shy of consistent in that. And some of his footwork, I thought early on, it wasn't, it's hard to characterize sometimes, where you want to open up your hip and point your foot towards your court, towards your receiver that you're throwing to. And his, that process opens very late in his delivery, where it's almost as his foot is on the ground that he's making that particular motion. He's gotten more consistent at that. He's made that an earlier part of his delivery. And in rhythm throws this year, he's been really, really good. So to me, that shows progress and that he's working on it. And, you know, he's got a quarterback's coach. He's put in the time to work on a professional level at this stuff. He takes it seriously. You can tell on the film that he is working on not just that, but all the quarterback fundamentals of throwing on the run, of processing pre-snap. All of it has improved his senior year, so it is a legitimate step forward from being a four-star into a five-star. It's not just based on his production. It's not just because he threw for a lot of yards in an offense where stats can skew that. He has taken those steps to be more accurate, to be more consistent, and that has shown up in the stats. And that was my biggest thing, is a lot of balls were coming out high or behind, and they are much more on target this year. And that is, to me, the only thing that was standing between him and being that guy that he's been built up to be so far.
He played in high school in a really pass-heavy team.
Yeah.
A lot of times, he's the only one in the backfield. No running backs back there. They're going to throw the ball. You know that. Talk to me a little bit about that pre-snap ability to diagnose what the defense is doing to you and doing it at the high school level.
So some games, this is the inconsistent part, right? So this is the part where you got to take everything with a grain of salt. I watched one game where the team played cover three the entire time. Every player, at least from what I saw, every player stayed in the same position snap to snap. And that's just like picking your favorite target at that point. At least it was for the half of football I watched before Medina was up by 35 points or something like that. Then you have games where you have a more complex, robust coverage package from the other team, and that's where I saw a little more of this from Drew Aller, where teams are playing eight in coverage against him. They're only rushing three. Part of it is the offensive line for him wasn't spectacular. He was constantly under pressure both seasons, whether with three or five blitzing, and he was able to overcome those in a variety of ways. So his ability to read more complex coverages, because he's facing, the offense he's running is dictating that you have to do something different, because if you just line up in traditional high school offenses, he's good enough to pick you apart. He's good enough to find the right answer. So then when there's more disguise, which doesn't always happen at the high school level, he was able to diagnose it pre-snap and then find the ball, go there in rhythm, like we just talked about, so he's not having to read two or three progressions. He knows where to go pre-snap and just throws the ball there. So I thought all of that progressed as a senior as well, because his talent was dictating the action that teams that faced him, if they wanted to win, they had to evolve. And when they did, he was able to then meet that, match that, and exceed it.
You mentioned that he did not have an elite offensive line.
I mean, high school, right?
Yeah, high school level.
If you can't find five guys to play in college, you're definitely not finding five in high school. And I don't want to be mean to these kids. It's just, you know, you've got a guy back there who's operating an offense at a high level, and it's going to happen. Like, they're not a run heavy team in high school. If you try to play like college, this is what's going to happen, unless you're IMG Academy or one of these Florida schools that recruit. Like, that's just the reality.
Well, you beat me to the punch. I was ready to say not every high school is going to be like IMG, bringing in top college prospects to every position. What I was also going to say is coming to Penn State, based on this past season, it'll look very familiar to him not having an elite offensive line. And a couple weeks ago, I know you talked about Sean Clifford was really good when he had no pressure on him. When he did have pressure, he's not the same quarterback. Talk to me about Drew Aller, his ability to perform when he is pressured.
I think it's probably his best quality right now. And everything we talked about when it came to positional fundamentals and the work that you got to do to be good pre-snap and then in the pocket, that's where he had to progress. Because outside of the pocket, outside of structure, he is really good. And it's not just run-around backyard football. He's doing positionally fundamental things. I mean, he looks like a teach tape sometimes when it comes to how you extend a play, keep your eyes downfield, keep your shoulders and hips square, and then deliver the football on target while you're moving. That, to me, is going to be a difference maker for him. Not just, and I expect the Penn State offensive line to improve over time. I did some dive, a deep dive into the recruiting under Matt Limegrover at Penn State and what problems presented here and how that's changing. I'm expecting more talent on the offensive line for him in the future. That being said, if that doesn't progress, he's going to have a better chance at making plays down the field, because whatever you want to call the it factor, he has the ability to do those things. Keep his eyes down the field and make plays on the run. The one thing I don't like, though, is he does throw a lot of those balls off his back foot. So he has to improve on that, of either being stronger in general or stepping into some of those throws and not leaving the ball, letting it sail as it goes downfield.
We often have the tendency to stereotype quarterbacks, and even in some of the scouting services, you're either a pocket passer or a dual threat. So right. If you're a pocket passer, that's all you do. You don't have the mobility. You mentioned it a bit about his ability to move under pressure. How about his mobility overall?
I don't care. But my point is that he's such a good passer that it is only going to be an addition. It's not something that I want him to focus on. I want him to extend plays if I'm a Penn State coach, and you know what I want to see from him as a development is I want to see him extend plays. I want to see him find the receiver down the field and throw the ball. Running is what the defense gives you and should be a last option for a quarterback. That's my personal belief that the option game is important to a point, but the whole point of the option game is because you couldn't operate standard blocking, tackling, passing, and catching at a high enough level, and then we have this new wrinkle that is now accentuating those things for good quarterbacks. That's the point. Accentuate for good quarterbacks. Now, he's a good runner. I think he's got more shiftiness in him than another guy that in Clifford, but he's not going to be an elite runner.
Very good, T. Frank. Thanks so much for this scouting report. That's fantastic. I'm sure our listeners enjoy that. Stick around. Next segment, we're going to ask T. Frank.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.